A reading from the Gospel of John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Several years ago, when I was on call as a hospital chaplain, I was paged to the delivery room at 3 a.m. to baptize an 11-ounce baby girl. I poured the sterilized water over her forehead and said, "I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit." Her father and the nurses stood beside me and behind me and prayed, "Please, child, breathe, live." Another time an elderly woman struggled for breath. Her family gathered around her and silently begged, "Breathe, live." And she herself said, "Let me breathe. I want to live." I was at the delivery of an almost 11-pound baby, born blue. And in the minute after his birth, we who were in the room pleaded, "Breathe, live, live, breathe." Suddenly he turned pink and he stiffened his whole body, and with his lungs full of air he howled to the world as though to say, "I want to live." And he did. Life and breath. Breath and life. On an ordinary day, we take our breathing for granted until the moment when it looks like it might be taken away. And then we know that breath is intimately connected to life. In this Sunday's reading, we might breeze right by the sentence about Jesus breathing on the disciples. We might breeze right by as though it were no more important than the simple little waft of air that flutters the dandelion seeds outside my window. But we can't just breeze by, for breath is deeply connected to life. The breath in this passage from the 20th chapter of John reflects the creation account in the 2nd chapter of Genesis, when God breathed on the clay of the ground and the first human came to life. Jesus' breath reminds us of a story in Ezekiel. From the four winds the Spirit breathed into the plain full of dry bones, and an army came to life. In the first reading from Acts, the apostles breathed in the mighty wind of the Spirit, and the first community came to life at that first Pentecost. We can't just breeze by, for life is connected to breath, and breath is connected to life. It says, "And when he," Jesus, "had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, 'Receive the Holy Spirit.'" The Greek word used here for receive means to take hold of, not just the passive receptivity of welcoming a guest in our midst, but even more, an active receive, as in a pick it up and do something, kind of receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus breathed on them. Jesus exhaled. He asked his followers, and he asks his followers, to actively inhale. In the Johannine writings, the overarching focus is on the divine indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit as the sap of love who flows through the vine and the branches, the Comforter who abides within us and brings all to a remembrance, the indwelling Spirit within us who brings us to abundant life, that Spirit whose abundance overflows into our mission to bring that fullness to others. Life and breath and overflowing abundance. Life and breath and overflowing abundance. It seems so simple. Under ordinary circumstances, we breathe all the time. But a crisis can choke us. And then we gasp for the air of courage. We feel short of the oxygen to trust. We We can get winded in the high altitudes of the mountains of pain and fear and suffering and heartache. We live in a world that struggles with suffocation. Death comes from dreams that are dashed. Death comes from the denial of basic respect. Death comes from opportunities that were never opened. A world of suffocation. And each of us is ultimately headed to the greatest challenge of our lives, to that moment when we ourselves will let go of breath. But through all this earthly thrashing about, a voice deep within us fights back and says, "Let me breathe. I want to live." Jesus says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." But where does the power come from to see it through? Do we have to do it on our own? Do we have to do it on our own? St. Paul says that the Holy Spirit groans within us. The Holy Spirit is the source of our breath. The Holy Spirit is the life within us who causes us to cry out, "I want to live." We are not alone. We are not left orphaned. The Spirit is here and breathes with us. Life and breath. There are times when we get a whiff of the Spirit, as though we were passing a hyacinth flower or a lilac bush in full bloom. And Jesus says of that fragrance, "Breathe, breathe deeply." The saints are those who are flooded with the fragrance of God, as though they breathe the Spirit straight. So at times when we wrestle for air, the heavenly host stands beside us and behind us and surrounds us and cries out to us, "Breathe, live, live, breathe." And even when our earthly breath stops, the divine indwelling does not. The tender breath of God will carry us home. But not yet. If you are listening to this, you are still here. Your mission is not done yet. So today, together, we cry out, "Lord, we want to live. We want to breathe. We want to be flooded with spiritual oxygen. We want the rich vigor of divine indwelling, so that we can be so full that we cannot help but let God's joy spill over to others. For they too cry from their depths, 'I want to live.'" Our responsibility is to do all that we can do to give another that chance. Live and breathe. Breathe and live. This is a gift we also give to others. So the simple message of Pentecost? Breathe. Breathe deeply. So let us pray together. Today on Pentecost, O most holy wind, you give us the option to open our lungs and breathe of you, or hold our breath and just let you breeze past. O Holy Spirit, give us the power to receive you anew. For in you we live and breathe and have our being, Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.